Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a daily guided meditation on the podcast. And I share a different meditation technique customized around a weekly theme. And in today's episode, which is episode 675, you're going to be guided using an affirmation in your meditation, which will be focused around our theme this week of abundance. Our theme is a powerful theme of abundance. And so each day this week, I'll also be sharing little tips on how to appreciate abundance in your life, how to gain more abundance, and also and mostly how to accept your life exactly as it is and to start noticing the abundance you already have within you. So I'll be sharing a bit about abundance, and then I'll guide you into the affirmation meditation. Now, every Monday I share an affirmation meditation, and so this is an important part of each meditation series. Each series is a week long. We go in depth into a particular theme for 7 episodes, a full week. And each day has its own special meditation technique that I share. I did a visualization meditation on abundance yesterday, and today I'll be sharing an affirmation. Tomorrow, for Tuesday, I share a breathing technique. Wednesday, it's a mudra. Thursday, we focus on a chakra. And Friday, we focus on an herbal tea. And Saturday, I always end with a walking meditation. It's a way to get you outside and connect you with the world around you. I always recommend, if it's possible, for you to open a window or door when you meditate indoors, because I think it's important to draw in the elements, to feel connected with the outside world, the weather, what's happening in your environment. And you don't have to follow these meditations in sequence. You can do them in any order you want. But I do the meditations each week in this order, where I focus on a particular theme for each day, and I basically share my own personal meditation ritual with you in these meditations. So a word about abundance before I guide you into the affirmation. I started off this meditation series guiding you through a visualization meditation on how to achieve something that adds more to your life, some kind of a gain or a win or accomplishing something, whatever that might be for you, whatever you regard as more abundance in your life. Well, I'd like to remind you that if you look at the dictionary definition of abundance, abundance is simply a large quantity of. It's not something that you're acquiring more of. It's something you already have. And I think that a lot of people, when they think of abundance mindset, or I'm going to do this because I want to feel more abundant, they think of gaining something. And in fact, there can be a little bit of a guilt trip for some people, and even some people put others on a guilt trip if they're going through a tough time in their life and they're negative about it because they're having a hard time, or maybe they're in pain, or whatever it may be. They're just not at their best. And I've seen this happen a lot in, of all places, with people who meditate and do yoga and are in this kind of environment, and they will say words to the people that kind of puts the blame on them, such as, well, if you had a more positive attitude, then you wouldn't be in pain. Or if you just repeat a positive affirmation or mantra, or if you just do this, or if you just do that. And what that does is that just blames the person for being in the situation that they're in. Or they'll even say something like, well, you just must have bad karma or something like that. And I find that my tolerance is so low of people like that because I've seen it do a lot of damage to people, to where they really do feel that they're just not good enough, that they have to do all these things in order to be deserving of something good in their life, and that it's their fault, it's their personal fault that this random event happened to them, or that they were in the wrong place at the wrong time, or whatever it may be, or they're sick, and that's their fault because, you know, they were probably having a negative mindset that morning. I've actually heard teachers and people that others look up to say this, even in popular books out there. And I just have to say that I personally think it's very harmful. And if you're in a bad mood, if you're having a bad day, if you are sick or you're in pain or you're just going through a rough time, it is not something that you likely did. Now, of course, things add up and it could be, but it's not as though you're this bad person and you deserve what's happening to you. I think of it more as this is your journey. This is your life. This is your journey. And I think it's most important to think about what you already have inside of you instead of waiting for the moment when you feel like you're getting your life together or you're getting your act together or you finally are able to meditate or follow a great diet or exercise. When you finally live a lifestyle like that, then you'll be on track. And I want to let you know that that's not true. That where you are now in your life, no matter what you are doing, no matter what you're eating, no matter if you're listening to this meditation, getting ready to meditate, or you've really never meditated before, you're just listening to this series, whatever you're doing is just perfect for you right now. And we evolve at our own pace. It's not a competition. And I had a friend who didn't know anything about yoga or meditation. And about a decade ago, I mentioned I meditate and she was asking me all about it. She started to become really involved in it. She read the book, The Secret, and she said these things all changed her life. Well, I have to say that this person is one of the most judgmental people I've ever met today. I felt like she was much more balanced before. And the reason I say this is because she feels that she's reached this high level and that she's above other people because she's trying to live her life this way. And I think you know what I mean, especially if you go to yoga retreats, meditation retreats, all these self-improvement seminars. Many times, not always, of course, there are amazing people there, but sometimes you notice this undertone of competition. And I can only say that that's harmful, and that's not what I propose at all in anything that I share. And I want you to know that where you are and what you're doing right now is fantastic. And I'd rather have you focus on your strengths that you already have, rather than try to change yourself in any way. Take what you already have. We all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. And those change throughout the different seasons of our life experiences. And so think about where in your life you have abundance. Maybe you're able to focus really well. Maybe you have a lot of compassion. Maybe you are really excellent at some kind of skill, even if you don't receive credit for it, even if it's not something you do very often. Maybe you just try really hard. Maybe you're just average at the things you do, but you still do those things. I want to congratulate you if you can come up with many ways where you already recognize abundance in your life. Don't feel as though there's anything you need to do. So in today's meditation, where I'll be sharing an affirmation with you, I want you to feel very proud of yourself for the abundance. And that means the large quantity of something within you that you already have. And I want you to focus on that. And maybe abundance in your life will be sharing that skill, that quality, that characteristic. Maybe it's a material possession. Sharing that more in your life with others, or just having it show up more in your life. And you don't have to do anything at all. Just notice where you have abundance in your life, because you already have an abundant life. So now, get ready to do the meditation today. Sit up straight and we'll relax the different parts of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly uplifted as they're closed. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. And keep them uplifted on what you already have in abundance. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat and your neck. Relax your shoulders. Feel them soften. Relax your chest. Relax your arms and your hands. Place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach. Feel it hang out nicely, not sucking it in. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Now begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Just notice your breath. Focus on abundance you have within your life. Of course, this is abundance that is something that supports you, not something you feel you have an abundance that brings you down in any way. Of course, this is to lift you up. So focus on what is abundant that supports you. And be grateful for it. And our affirmation for today, we'll start off repeating as always in a loud voice. And then you'll repeat it in your natural voice a few times. Then we'll repeat it in a whisper. And then you'll repeat it silently, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. And then you'll mentally repeat the affirmation. Again, straighten your spine. Your eyes are closed and uplifted, focusing on your personal abundance. Relax your stomach. And repeat the affirmation today is, I embrace the abundance within me. Out loud, really engaging your focus, your voice, your body. Repeat out loud, I embrace the abundance within me. I embrace the abundance within me. I embrace the abundance within me. Notice how you feel. Now, repeat the affirmation in your natural speaking voice. I embrace the abundance within me. I embrace the abundance within me. I embrace the abundance within me. Notice how you feel. Can you feel the difference? Now, take this a little more within. Start to interiorize and repeat the affirmation in a whisper. I embrace the abundance within me. I embrace the abundance within me. I embrace the abundance within me. Notice how you feel. Now, repeat the affirmation, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. Do this a few times. Repeat, moving your lips only. I embrace the abundance within me. Notice how you feel. Now, one final time, really take it deeply inward, mentally repeat, I embrace the abundance within me, silently to yourself a few times. I am so proud of you for honoring yourself exactly as you are. Now continue your meditation just to the point where you feel you could go a little further, always ending your meditation on a high note. Feel the stillness and the relief that you already have abundance within you. You can find all the meditation techniques at sipandom.com. That's my website. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.